Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Paul Tatro, the director of Ford's Theater.
He's going to be doing an outdoor show at the Lincoln Memorial. It's going to be Come From Away in concert on September 10th. Where does this fall in relation to Ford's actually opening itself?
Open with a bang.
Yeah, let's do that.
And frankly, I think we were thinking about, you know, look, everyone has been shut down for over 18 months. And everyone's going to be coming back. And how do we separate ourselves from the pack of, you know, the whole city reopening and every theater, every performing arts organization reopening after Labor Day? And I don't know. I started thinking about Come From Away, and I started thinking about the reopening of Broadway, and I started thinking about 9/11 and recognizing that it was the 20th anniversary this year. And I thought, wow, maybe we could do something that incorporates this, you know, mega hit we had 5 years ago that launched the Broadway show. And maybe we could do it as a way to commemorate 9/11 and the anniversary, but also sort of do it as a way to recognize, you know, everything we've been through and how we're coming out of this, how we're all coming from away. Wherever that away was, whether it was lockdown, a shutdown, a quarantine, and how can we, you know, sort of open with a bang?
Definitely opening with a bang. And I love how you weave in the 9/11 part because that's part of the show. And then I love how you just tied in the idea that we're all coming from away of being quarantined. Like it works on so many levels. So it's a great idea. Right. Now, you alluded to it, but I want to unpack it a little more because our listeners might forget that before Come From Away became this huge Broadway hit, it was, I guess it had its East Coast premiere at Ford's in September 2016. Remind us how that initial run went with you guys.
It was, a phenomenal run and probably one of the biggest hits in Ford's history, certainly. Anything that we've ever done in the fall was such a huge hit. And, you know, when we did it then, it was sort of the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And we worked with the New York producers. We connected with the Pentagon survivors and the families that were affected by the bombing at the Pentagon. And we really connected it in sort of a way that made it not just a sort of, you know, theatrical event, but made it really sort of a commemorative event. And frankly, I think, you know, the show has that kind of message, and it plays into the power of theater. And this story is, you know, just talks about the human condition. And, you know, after the year and a half that we've had and we've all come through, and frankly, where we still are today is a very divided country. I think about 9/11 and I think about this show and this story. And I think about, you know, it's really the last time that our country was truly united. And maybe if we can present that story and share that moment again with the DC audiences and with a national audience, that maybe people can remember what it was like when we worked together, when we all pushed in the same direction.
It's such a great point you make. Yeah, I mean, 9/11 was one of the most, arguably the most tragic day in American history. But 9/12 was so inspirational in the days after. Like, I agree entirely. I wish we could get back to that common sense of purpose. It's especially with this pandemic, it's heartbreaking to see how politicized the whole thing's become. I mean, this could have and should have been another 9/11 moment where we all banded together. But alas, it was an election year and here we are.
Right.
So remind us real quick. We've mentioned a lot of the 9/11 themes in Come From Away, but tell our listeners, remind them the basic premise, you know, the log line plot, if you will.
Well, and basically, you know, Come From Away tells the, you know, remarkable story of 7,000 stranded passengers on September 11th that were forced to, these planes that were all circling around, were forced to land in Gander, Newfoundland. And of course, for, you know, sort of the older of us crowd, that remember Gander was the sort of furthest point on the eastern seaboard where before we could, you know, cross the ocean, planes had to land and refuel there before they could get to London or Paris or Europe. And that airport was an airport that could take giant planes and international planes. And it has not been used for decades, but it was sitting there idle. And when they grounded all these planes, they said, send them to Gander. So suddenly you had a village of 9,000 people that had another 7,000 people who landed in their laps on a moment's notice and stayed for 5 days. And this musical is about how those people rose up and said, these are fellow passengers of the world, and we will take them in. We will shelter them. We will feed them. We will clothe them. And how that took place over 5 days in the days following 9/11. It's a remarkable story. It's wonderful music. And it's so uplifting and inspiring.
Yeah, what a crazy true story. I mean, if you scripted that, no one would believe it. But the fact that it's true, I mean, it's unbelievable. The fact that there's this town, the population of this town basically doubles overnight because it's exactly 7,000 people living there, and suddenly 7,000 more just drop in on airplanes. That's wild. Now, remind us some of the, obviously it's a hit Tony winning musical. Remind us some of the hit songs from it, if you can pull them off the top of your head.
Well, of course, you know, there's a great anthem, sort of Welcome to the Rock, which is the show that opens the piece. And, you know, the amazing thing about this, it's 100 minutes. It's no intermission. It sort of like runs right through. It's like we like to say the show begins with a bang, like it's shot out of a cannon and just works all the way through. You know, there's wonderful number in the second act about, you know, sort of a traditional Newfoundland tradition, which I don't want to give away for your listeners. But it's a wonderful, uproaring scene that takes place in a bar about the sort of traditions of this small Canadian town. And just, you know, so many wonderful pieces of music and wonderful styles of music. There's sort of like uplifting tunes, and there's ballads, and there's spiritual songs in it. And it's really quite spectacular.
Oh, it just sounds spectacular. And then to see it against the backdrop of the, you know, the Lincoln Memorial is going to be extra special. How does it work? Do people, do we need tickets, or do we just show up? Where are people going? Are they going to sit? Are they going to stand around?
I'm so glad you asked that, Jason. It is, you know, on September 10th at 6 o'clock, it's free. No tickets are required. The public is welcome. We want everyone to come down, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your blanket, and bring a picnic and join us along the reflecting pool on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. It's really going to be, you know, something spectacular. And we hope that, you know, all thousands of people in the DMV will come down and join us. I think there are people who are planning to take trips from surrounding cities and states to come down and see this unique presentation of Come From Away.
For sure. So is there any seated area, or it's mostly everyone standing around the memorial there?
No, there's going to be seating on all sides of the reflecting pool. On the grass, and we're hoping that people will bring blankets. As I said, there will be some sponsor seating that we have for some of our sponsors and some of our special guests that are joining us that evening. But for the most part, all of the seating will be around the stage, and folks can, you know, come down and bring their blankets and join us there.
So they'll all be, the seats will all be close enough, similar if you were actually at Ford's, where you can watch the production. There's not going to be jumbotrons where you need to watch.
Well, actually, no. There will be.
There will be.
Yeah, there's going to be jumbotrons because, you know, it's as you said, you know, the Ford's theater stage is 500 people. And we're hoping that there'll be 5,000 people down here for this concert. So there will be jumbotrons and there'll be amazing sound system. The band, the live musicians are coming down from New York for the project. So it'll all be live music. We want people to be able to see and experience the show. And so wherever they'll be seated, they'll be able to see the jumbotrons and the screens and hear the sound in really top-notch quality.
Oh, that's fantastic that all, you know, say the New York musicians and stuff are kind of coming down. Because think about it. I mean, these are the two cities that were hit on that tragedy.
Absolutely.
New York and DC, and the fact that both are now coming together at, you know, in the nation's capital by the reflecting pool, Lincoln Memorial, come from away about 9/11 on the anniversary of 9/11. It's just perfect. I'm getting goosebumps. Anything else you want to say before we run? You know, why should our listeners come on out? And I guess actually before we run, why don't you tell me really quick? You know, this is going to start it off with a bang, and then when is Ford's actually going to return for shows in the actual theater space?
Well, this is, as you said, this is, you know, going to be the big kickoff event that we're planning on September 10th. But we will be in rehearsal for our first show of the season, My Lord, What a Night, which starts performances on October 1st in the historic Ford's Theater. And we look forward to welcoming our audiences back to Ford's Theater then.
Awesome. And that will be about the real life friendship between Marian Anderson and Albert Einstein. We will follow back up with you and do a whole separate piece on that when we get closer, because that sounds great. But first and foremost, we want everyone to come check out Come From Away live on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, free show, one night only concert on September 10th. Hey, thanks so much for doing this, Paul.
Thank you, Jason, very much. Really appreciate it. And don't hesitate if you need anything else.